produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Greetings, everyone. You are listening to United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World. My name is Pastor Thando Nyoni from Johannesburg, South Africa, and the name of our program is called Unlete On Endiza Nathi. This show is produced by Kayla Paget, and welcome to the broadcast today. It's always a wonderful day and a day that the Lord has made. Therefore, we are rejoicing and letting it. Ah, Jesus, allow me today to go straight to scripture. We are reading Psalm 21. Basically, we are reflecting on the answers of God, what David was reflecting and thanking God for the answers that God had given him. So may we apply this word to our lives as well. This is Psalm 21 that we are about to read. It reads thus, "The king shall rejoice in your work, strength, O Lord, and in your salvation. How great shall he rejoice." Verse 2, "You have given him his heart's desire and have not withheld the request of his lips." Benedict Sila, just think about it. Let's continue. "For you meet him with the blessing of goodness. You set a crown of pure gold upon his head. He asked life from you and you gave it to him. Length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in your salvation. Honor and majesty you have placed upon him, for you have made him most blessed forever. You have made him exceedingly glad with your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved." Hey, Jesus, "Your hand will find all your enemies. Your right hand will find those who hate you. You shall make them as a fiery oven in the time of your anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their offspring you shall destroy from the earth, and their descendants from among the sons of men. For they intended evil against you. They devised a plot which they are not able to perform. Therefore, you will make them turn their back. You will make ready your arrow on your string towards their faces. Be exalted, O God, in your own strength. We will sing and praise your power." Father, in the name that is above every other name, this is your word, and we thank you for the reading of your word. Baba, as we are about to analyze, to eat, to sit, to dine, and to think further of your word, may your word permeate unto our spirits, unto our minds and our bodies. May your word be injected in us, in the name that is above every other name, the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Sanibonani bazalwane. Once again, this is Pastor Thando Nyoni from Johannesburg, South Africa. This is the United Kingdom Radio Network. We're talking about David as he was reflecting on the goodness of God, and we are also reflecting on it as human beings, as the children of God in this world, on this earth. Let's just take the psalm. See, let's make it our own psalm. Psalm 21. We'll just go verse by verse and where. And where the Lord leads, and where we are supposed to end today. "The king shall have joy in your strength, O Lord." The king, Jesus. Gagate David was a king, ain't it? Remember, he was anointed king by Samuel? Jesus, saying to Jesus, even Jesus is the King of Kings. Do you remember that David is a king, was anointed by Samuel? So he says, "The king shall have joy in your strength, O Lord." He's talking to his Lord, the Lord who is the Father, Jesus Christ himself, Umoyo Ngcwele, the three in one. He says, "The Lord, the king shall have joy in your strength, O Lord. The king shall have joy in your strength." You know, the joy, Jesus, joy in your strength, because at some point even the king depends on the Lord for strength. It depends, the king depends for joy on the Lord. So it takes the Lord to give strength and joy. So David here, uyabongelela, uyajabula, uthi the king shall rejoice. The king shall have joy in your strength, O Lord. Uyabongelela ubonga ijoy ephuma kuNkulunkulu Baba. And in your salvation, how greatly shayeliri. In your salvation, how many times most of us, every time we are saved by God. The king is rejoicing in the joy of the Lord, nestrensake. But moreover, he's talking about the salvation that comes from God. Obviously, as abazalwane, you often talk when you think about salvation, you think about receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Yes, that is one form of being saved. That is the first door of being saved. But daily, we become saved in the kingdom of God. As you wake up, as you see the goodness of God in the land of the living, as you breathe, as you are able to talk, as you are able to live, that is salvation. As you know, people can say unkulunkulung sevile, maybe you were just saved from an accident, or maybe you were just saved from taking a wrong deal, maybe you were just saved from the wrong message, a wrong marriage, then it's still salvation. So salvation comes every day and naturally from God, the Christ, the God, the Father, who's the creator. Salvation comes naturally to us as his children, and to us as abandona bakhe abadalile. So the king shall have joy in your strength, O Lord, and in your salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice. So he rejoices. It's like uNkulunkulu Baba uvula umnyango ukuthi David angene abongelele, abonge ubukhulu baNkulunkulu, abonge the king's strength. I-king ibuka ubuhle baNkulunkulu, salvation ibuka ukuthi if uNkulunkulu ubeke ngeke empilweni yayo, ngabe ikuphi yona. uNkulunkulu Baba uhlale hlezi endleleni, uhlale hlele ebukhoneni bakhe, ebukisa ngobuhle bakhe, ahlala amthumela ubuhle bodwa, amsave ngaso sonke isikhathi. How many of us can say the king shall rejoice, Lord, salvation? How many of us can stand up and sit down and walk out and speak out and say we rejoice because God saves us every day? Every day, the Bible says we like sheep that are ready to be slaughtered, but uNkulunkulu saves us on daily basis. As we continue, it is, you have given him his heart's desire and have not withheld the request of his lips. You have given him his heart's desire. How many of us can honestly come out and say, uNkulunkulu Baba, ngacela ukuthize, ngakubona ungenzela kona. You have given him his heart's desire. Ngicele lokho, ngakhala lokho, Jesus, ngisho nezinyembezi zami zaloke ziodwara in your cup zabalwa, wase wangiphendula. Jesus, as the angels of God in heaven, as they were taking our prayers to heaven, Book of Revelation, God, as you saw the prayers of your saints, then you answered. The Bible says you have given him his heart's desire. You have given him his heart's desire. You have given him his heart's desire. And you have not withheld the request of his lips. You know, there's a part in the Bible, in our distress, we spoke to the Lord. The Bible says, uNkulunkulu usaver, uyaba saver abantwana bakhe. Psalm 34, uthi a poor man wamkhalela uNkulunkulu esebusenzimeni, uNkulunkulu wamuzwa wama-answera. Isn't that the case na kuJabez? uNkulunkulu as he cried out to the Lord that you may bless me and span my territories and your hand be upon me. The Bible says Jesus, God answered his request. God. So God answers the request of our lips. God, David, here, the King David was rejoicing in the Lord. uNkulunkulu has, Jesus, and the Moshata. He had not withheld the request of his lips. Jesus, meaning ukuthi everything which was according to his will of God, the will of God, uMoya oNgcwele, uNkulunkulu Baba, has answered the King. How many of us can attest to that, can give testimony ukuthi oh baba uNkulunkulu baba ngathi ngilahlekelwe umsebenzi, ngathi ngingasasebenzi, ngathi ngingenamali, kodwa zange ngilambe. Yeah, Jesus, I'm being reminded of the woman in the Bible with the issue of blood who can give testimony at God would have the request of my lips, because the Bible says she thought to herself, she spoke to herself that mangabambi ingubo yakhe uNkosi uJesu ngizophola. And the Bible says esiqukwini uJesu ehamba kusona, the woman with the issue of blood wangeneleka wabamba umphetho, make bamba umphetho, power came out of Jesus and healed her immediately. Then the Bible says, oh, Jesus, what, who touched me? So basically, Jehovah, uNkulunkulu Baba, umadidi umenzo into zonke, he always answers our prayers. He answers prayer Daniel, who book of Daniel, Utiguye. First time you've prayed, Daniel, we answered Sigzwilu Tandaz, but the Prince of Persia, Yabambu Mtandaz, Yabambi answer. So sometimes Balan Wakaba Nguti Unkunukulaga Pendulanga, but Upendululi, Oguchinche, there are demons, there are angels of death, there's the evil, the adversary, the devil himself, who's against the children of God, who is against Unkunukulu, or who's against Unkunukulu all the time, and who wants to make sure that we fail as human beings. But God, Him being a good God, he gives our heart's desires and does not withhold the request of our lips. For you meet him with the blessings of goodness. You set a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked you for life and you gave it to him, length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in your salvation, honor and majesty you have placed upon him. Listen to David here. Ubungazi ukukhulu kaNkulunkulu ukuthi uNkulunkulu has met him with the blessings of goodness. Imagine the blessings of goodness. Izinto zikhambalela kahle, ibandla liyakhula, abazali ba healthy, ingane ziyafunda, kune healing ekhaya, kunokuthula. The blessing of goodness. Aniswele kudla, aniswele mali. You have buildings, you have the farms, you have cars, you have everything that you've ever asked for. There's health in your mind, there's health in your glory, there's health in the ministry. Everything that you do, he blesses the work of your hands. Whatever that you touch with your hands, it becomes gold. Jesus. Uyabonga David that you meet him with the blessings of goodness. I'm imagining him, Zalwane, njoba ngimenshina these examples. I don't remember, I'm not sure David what he was referring to, but as a human being, I'm imagining with mina now, what could it be? As I have mentioned, ngaba ma resources asemhlabeni wonke jikelele. You set a crown of pure gold upon his head. He asked you for life and you gave it to him. A crown of pure gold. You know, as queens and kings, they wear a crown, a hand. God, magagbeka position of authority. David was honoring God, was saying to uNkulunkulu, ungibeke kule position, wangibeke ebukhosini, ngiyabonga. You know, the crown of gold, ngiyabonga. It's as if God is saying, the King David was saying, ungenze kahle emhlabeni Nkosi, ngiyabonga. Bese athi, he asked life of you and you gave it to him, length of days forever and ever. He asked impilo, ucela impilo. How many of us ask for life daily? There's a part that Jesus, God says to my Israelites, I've given you death, life and death, but choose life. It's in the word. So uNkulunkulu makuzothi sichoose impilo, and David here he says he asked for life. How many of us, when we're really experiencing a situation that is dire, and we ask for life? And surely and gladly so uNkulunkulu remembers you and gives you life. Life. Awushodinga niks mzalwane. You have peace in your heart. Your body is safe. You have a roof over your head. You are living. You have breath on your body, on your nostrils, on your mouth, on your nose. You can breathe. Uyaphila. Awufakwanga amapayipi. Awufakwanga ioxygen. On your own, you are able to breathe. You are alive. You can walk on your own. Izandla nenyawo ziyasebenza. Konke umzimbeni wakho amaugenza azisebenzela kahle. God has given you life. The Bible says that David is saying, he asked you for life and we've given it to him. How many of us can just praise and worship God just alone for life? For peace, length of days forever and ever. Psalm 90, uti help us to number our days. David, how many of us can say, Lord, siyabongilanga, this is the hour, this is the day that you have made. Therefore, we are worshiping. Siyabonga uNkulunkulu. Length of days forever and ever. Mawi length of days, uti amalanga namalanga neminyaka enikezwe uNkulunkulu. How many people live up to 100, to 90, to 70, to 80? Who can honestly say, Moyo Ngcwele, you have given us life. Therefore, we thank you. Obviously, somebody can say, I'm talking about physiology here. It's not only physiology, it's life in all aspects. Life physically, emotionally, psychologically, verbally. Life in your mind, psychology. Life in your strength. In life in the beautiful ashes. In doing the will of God for your life. In your purpose. Life. He asked you for your life and you gave it to him. The gift of favor. That is also life. Uyambonga David, for you have made him most blessed forever. You have made him exceedingly glad with your presence. You have made him more blessed forever and exceedingly glad with your presence. Oh, David knew God, walked with God, danced with God, stayed with God. He appreciates uNkulunkulu has been and is, was, and continually so being with him. How many of us can honestly say, Lord, sibonga nje ubukhona bakho. Sibonga nje ukuthi the blessed, them, hey Jesus, the most blessed forever. And exceedingly glad. You know, it reminds me of Moses, let's try to listen. Athi uNkulunkulu mawungahambi nathi asiyindawo asiyindawo mawungahambi nathi. So it just shows ukuthi the presence of God is beautiful. The presence of God is the best gift that you can ever have. So David understood that. For the king trusts in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High he shall not be moved. He trusts in God. Remember how David was ever being chased by Saul. The thief comes to steal. The thief uses people. Sometimes your members of community. Sometimes people that you love. Sometimes, you know, really things that are making you not to be in the will of God. So David here, he's reporting ukuthi uNkulunkulu has been so merciful. And David, he has trust in the Lord. And he's trusted in the Lord. And the mercy of God has caused him not to be moved. uNkulunkulu wambeka ku position ye kingship. Crowned him with beauty and glory. Wambeka, wamgcokisa igolide, wathi uhlala la. Wamnikeza isitulo for life. So David was appreciating all that. At nemesi, akusho ukuthi David bekenza kahle ngaso sonke isikhathi. Khona ikhathi la uDavid kade honor khona. Remember story saka Bathsheba, abulala indoda yabantu ukuthi athole umfazi womuntu. Even in that state, David was able to get to the heart of kaNkulunkulu. Still a continue noNkulunkulu. Even though he angazanga mbile, a temple, so Solomon while building David, izandla zakhe zagcwele igazi. But David was ever in the presence kaNkulunkulu, was ever in the life kaNkulunkulu, was ever after the heart kaNkulunkulu. So ubone uNkulunkulu emgadile, emgcokile. All the time, David was just covered by God. His glory, kaNkulunkulu, was upon him. So he could never be moved because the mercy of God was ever upon him. Your hand will find your enemies. Your right hand will find those who hate you. You shall make them like a fire oven in the time of your anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. This is the time where God, David is talking about people that hate him and people that hate God in your life. So God is able to catch abamba bantu on your behalf. Sometimes it's demons, sometimes it's spirits, sometimes it's people who are used by the devil himself who would want to stop the process of God in your life. But David here was talking about uNkulunkulu obo uNkulunkulu amprotectile yena uNkulunkulu esakhe isandla sibambe izitha zakhe. So isitha sika David, isitha sakho nami, isitha sika uNkulunkulu. So David was acknowledging that ukuthi your hand will find all your enemies, your right hand will find those who hate you. You shall make them a fiery oven in the time of your anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their offspring you shall destroy in the earth, and their descendants from among the sons of the of men. For they intended evil against you. They devised a plot which they are not able to perform. This is the scripture that I also engizophelela kuso la engisithanda kakhulu ukuthi endleleni yakho yempilo as God listens to you, as God gives you a vision, as God gives you a purpose to live and to lead, there will be people, or there will be spirits, there will be the devourer, the devil himself, who's going to be after the child. The child, I mean the purpose for your life. He's going to try at all means to act destroy. But the Bible says his right hand, Unkulunkulu, will get hold of the enemies. And the nicest thing, like verse 11, he says that, oh, they have devised evil, but they are not able to perform. You know, when the Bible says no weapon fashioned against you will prosper, it is true, Bazalwane. When God has put a plan and purpose in, of his life in your life, there's no enemy on hell who can snatch it from you. Umuntu ongazistopa ukuthi ungenza intando kaNkulunkulu uwe. So you need to be still and know that he is God. You must just know ukuthi the devices, the plans, the evil, they'll always be there. That is why the Bible says Ephesians 6, it says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You need to be strong in the Lord, because the devourer is always there wanting to devour you. But Unkulunkulu, he's capable. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but the purpose of Unkulunkulu, you know, a prevailer. So when you stand, having done all things, knowing that you are called by of God, knowing that Unkulunkulu has given you a right and a purpose, know this one thing, Uti, he will get hold of the enemies. He will stop them. They would devise evil, but they are not able to perform it. So when you need to stick with the purpose, you need to stick with the plan kaNkulunkulu for your life, for many other plans in the man's heart, but the Lord's purpose is the one that prevails. Mzalwane, as I end this teaching in namhlanje somfundisi uThandweni from the United Kingdom Radio Network, I say to you, listen to uNkulunkulu kuphela. For those of you who have never had the chance to know Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, please allow me to pray this prayer together with you, since saying that, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, make me your daughter, make me your son. I receive you tonight, today, good, this evening, this morning, as my Lord and Savior. I say, come into my heart, make me your son. I receive you. I turn away from my wicked ways. I apologize. I repent from my sins. I thank you that you welcome me unto the kingdom of God. I am your daughter. I am your son. All things have passed away. New things have come. In the name of Jesus, I have prayed. Amen. If you have prayed that prayer together with me, allow me to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for each and every person that has received Jesus Christ over this radio broadcast. We thank you, Moyo Ngcwele, ukuthi all things have passed away indeed, that they have become a new creation. Lord, we thank you, ukuthi indlela yakho eyabo, uthe wena you'll command your angels concerning us to guard us in all our ways. We thank you that each and every person will know you more, will still be taught the word, and will never shalamata. They will be in contact with you in prayer and in fasting and in reading of the word. We thank you, Moyo Ngcwele, to every person that has received you, that you engulf them with your presence, and Jesus, that you stay with them, and the work of their hands will be blessed. Lord, we thank you, good, even the speech of their mouth, the request of their lips will be listened to as they pray according to your will, in the name of Jesus. Baba, I thank you for each and every person that has listened through the sound of my voice, in the name that is above every other name, the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Mzalwane, mhlaba wonke jikelele, wasemhlabeni, I'd like to thank you as umfundisi uThandweni for listening to this radio broadcast, United Kingdom Radio Network. Mfundisi uThandweni saying God bless and God day, in the name that is above every other name, the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen and goodbye and God bless. Amen.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Amen. Well, blessed greetings to you who is listening in to Finding My Way Radio. And we thank God. My name is Benjamin Kutswane, and we're coming to you all the way from South Africa, Durban, South Africa. And we welcome you to our program, Destined for Glory. You remember that? Destined for Glory. That's where we meet. That's where we embrace the Father's heart for us. revealed even through our Lord Jesus Christ. And even as we go into our program today, let me just release it unto you that we will be meeting like this every week as God grants grace for us to embrace the revelation of His Word, the manifestation of His truth that sets us free, that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And even as we begin our program, let me submit to you where you can contact us through our email. My email is bkutswani@yahoo.com. That's bkutswani@yahoo.com. B as for Benjamin, and Kutswani is spelled khutswane@yahoo.com. And of course, you can connect with us also on our Facebook page, Benjamin Kutswani on Facebook page. And you can contact us also on our mobile, which is +27, that's +27 7211 51793. That's it, +27 7211 51793. Now let's go into the program, into the Word of God, the broken seals of revelation that we believe Jesus Christ, our high priest, has come to relieve for us, even by His Spirit. And before we go in, let's pray together. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank You for yet another day that You made for us to rejoice and be glad in. And we thank You, Father, as we submit to the authority of Your Word, that Your Word is alive and quick, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing through to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, bone and marrow, and searching even of the intent of our heart. And we present the intent of our heart that it be nothing else but to glorify You, Father, and to see You manifested in the earth, to see You bringing even the hearts of men unto Your glory through the proclamation of Your Word. Father, we thank You today. We release Your anointing that destroys every yoke of bondage, and we release it for every spirit, soul, body, character, material, and every relation, Heavenly Father, in the life of everyone who is listening. And by faith, we stand receiving Your blessing and Your release. In the name of Jesus, we bow and commit to give all the glory and the praise to You, even at the ministry of Your Word. In Jesus' name, amen. Hello, dear listener. Welcome again. This is the time that I do believe that God has released His anointing for this end time season. And I believe it is that time that the prophet Daniel spoke about in Daniel chapter 11 and verse 32, where he said, in the time of the end, the people who know their God, they shall be strong and do great exploits. So this is a very strategic time for us to be empowered by the power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit, so that we may know to do great exploits. Why? Because the Spirit of God is the only way we will come to know Him. When Jesus promised the Holy Spirit in John chapter 14, and He said, when He come, He will lead you unto all truth. And therefore we know that when the Holy Spirit leads us unto all truth, He leads us unto the knowledge of God. And the people who know their God shall be strong and do great exploits. So get ready as we receive of the Word of God today. I want us to embrace this theme for today, the victory of the revelation of Jesus. The victory of the revelation of Jesus. And I want you to underline with me that we are not talking about the story of Jesus. We are not talking about just the educational understanding of Jesus. We are not talking about the material understanding of Jesus today. We are talking about the revelation of Jesus Christ, the victory that lies in the revelation of Jesus Christ. And therefore, let's embrace it from the Word of God, the book of Matthew, chapter 16. We read from Matthew chapter 16. In that chapter, just to give you the little background before we go to the scripture where we're going to begin in, Jesus meets with His disciples, and He begins to say unto them, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said unto Him, some say you are John, some say you are Baptist, John the Baptist, some say you are Elijah, some say you are Jeremiah, and others the prophet. But then He said, who do you say that I am? I want us to pick it up from there. In verse 16 of Matthew 16, Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades, or the gates of hell, shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. That's the word of God. Now let them weigh this. We're talking about the victory of the revelation of Jesus Christ, or the victory that comes with the revelation of Jesus Christ. Know that after Simon Peter answered and said, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God, Jesus almost rises up in salutation to Peter and says, Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jona. What does this mean? It means the revelation of who Jesus Christ is placed Peter at a place of the blessing, or at the place of the blessedness. That revelation made him to be declared blessed, even by Jesus himself. And why do we say the positioning of the blessing of the revelation is this blessedness? Remember when Mary received a visitation from heaven at the conception of Jesus Christ, when the angel came unto Mary, he said, Blessed are you, Mary, amongst the women. Why? Because Mary was going to experience, even in a physical way, but in a supernatural physical way, Mary was going to experience the revelation of Jesus Christ. She was going to host, her womb was going to be hosting the revelation of Jesus Christ that was to be released for the earth. And the supernatural salutation of the angel was, Blessed are you, Mary, amongst the women. In the same way, now Jesus rises up to say to Peter, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jona. What does this mean? Because Peter knew to recognize Jesus at that moment as the Christ, the Son of the living God. He was positioned in a place of blessedness. Therefore, you and me, that when we receive and when we rise up to recognize that Jesus Christ is not but just an ordinary man. Jesus Christ is not but just what the world says he is. It's not what education says he is. It's not what the material world says he is. But Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. That declaration and that recognition positions you and I at a place of blessedness. So if you want to be positioned for a blessing, wherever you are in this world today, it's time to go beyond every religious knowledge, every intellectual knowledge, every material knowledge, and come to the place of revelational knowledge and acceptance of who Jesus is. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. If you can be able to declare that, I can assure you, you will be directing the blessedness of God into your life, and you will be positioned for a blessing. There is nothing left of the favor of the Lord that is meant for your life that will be withheld when you are standing at the place of understanding and declaration that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's number one, blessedness. That's what the blessing, or rather, the revelation of Jesus Christ brings for us. It brings the victory of blessedness. Number two, then Jesus said to him, Flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you. Which means, in the place of blessedness, You are not dependent upon your flesh and blood. No, you are now catapulted into the dimension of the Spirit, where you have received by the Spirit the revelation of who Jesus Christ is. And therefore, your receiving Him, your walk with Him, your fellowship with Jesus is no longer dependent upon the flesh and the blood. It's no longer dependent upon your intellectual understanding. No, it is in the realm of the Spirit. Remember where He says in Ephesians chapter 6, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, which means we are now in the dimension of the Spirit. And again, remember in the same gospel of John chapter 6, we hear Jesus saying in verse 63, He says, the words that I speak to you, they are Spirit. And He says, the flesh profiteth from nothing, which means the minute you come to the place of the Spirit, there is no dependence upon the flesh, but you are now depending upon the Spirit, and in the Spirit realm, you are positioned for the blessedness of God, and in that blessedness place, you receive of the Spirit. It is no longer of the flesh and the blood, flesh and blood, that it has a limitation that speaks to you, but the Spirit of God speaks to you. Remember when Jesus promised about the Holy Spirit, He says, when He comes, the Spirit of truth, He said, He will glorify me in you. Yes, which means the revelation of the Christ, the Son of the living God, is magnified, is established by Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the living God. It is the Spirit that establishes that revelation. Now, the second point is, you are accepted in the Father's covenant. He says, flesh and blood did not reveal this unto you, Peter, but my Father who is in heaven. What does this mean? The revelation of Jesus Christ confirms your acceptance in the Father's covenant. And that's what it's all about. That's what the mission of Jesus was about when He came down from the Father. Remember that in John chapter 17, He said to the Father in prayer, He said, I have revealed unto them your name. I have revealed unto them your name. And what is that name? That name is Father. That name is Father. And that's why the Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And we have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Now, the Spirit of adoption is the Spirit of the Father's covenant in Christ Jesus. It is the Spirit that positions us and rests us at the face of acceptance into the Father's covenant. And that's why in the book of Ephesians, again, chapter 3, the Bible says, now we are accepted in the Beloved. We are accepted in the Beloved. And He said to Peter, flesh and blood did not reveal this unto you, but my Father who is in heaven. What is point number 5? We said blessedness. We said victory over the flesh. We said acceptance in the Father's covenant. What is the next? He said to Peter, He said, and I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. You are Peter. What is this? The victory of the revelation of Jesus Christ is this, that there comes a new identity with the revelation of Jesus Christ. You cannot see the revelation of Jesus Christ and remain the same. Remember the Apostle Paul, when he was still Saul of Tarsus, who was dedicated to persecuting the apostolic church of God, even as the church was being born, and he was authorized by the political systems of the day and by the religious systems of the day to persecute the church. But when he came to walk the place of Damascus, remember the lightning that came from heaven when Jesus revealed himself unto him and said to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? And he said, who are you, Lord? And he said to him, I am Jesus whom you persecute. And it was out of that revelation that he was no longer the same. Even his name had to change from that moment onward. He was no longer called Saul, but he he was called Paul. What is this all about? The revelation of Jesus Christ brings the new identity into your life. The revelation of Jesus Christ gives you a new reference, which means you are operating in the new paradigm, in the new sphere of reference. Your name changes. He says, I also say to you, therefore, you are Peter. You are Peter. And Peter means what? The stone. You are the stone. You are no longer just ordinary. You are the stone. And then he goes further to say, upon this rock, I will build my church. What is the rock? Peter is just a stone. So what is Jesus referring to when he says, upon the rock? He means now, upon the revelation that has brought you blessedness, that has brought you victory over the flesh, and that has brought you the acceptance by the Father's covenant, and that has brought you now, what? The new identity. Upon that rock now, I will build my church. Note, he refers to his revelation as the rock, but he refers to Peter as the stone, which means, Peter, your name is coming out of this revelation. Your name is coming out of this revelation. Your identity now is the chip of this revelation. And I say to you, my beloved, you may be in a situation where you feel like you have no identity, where you feel like you are disqualified. Let me tell you something. There is victory in the revelation of Jesus Christ. When you receive him as the Christ, the Son of the living God, and choose to worship him and honor him in that way, you shall receive your acceptance and your new identity. And this identity will be the very reflection, the very source that comes out of the real source, which is Jesus Christ, the revelation that is the rock. And it will begin to identify your life, to redefine your life. You will have fellowship with Jesus. You will have fellowship that cannot be quenched. You will have fellowship that cannot be nullified. That's your fellowship with even the Christ who has been revealed as the Son of the living God. And he says to him, your name is now Peter the stone, but upon the rock of the revelation that has just changed you, I will build my church. And then he goes on to say about this church, and the gates of Hades, or the gates of hell, will not prevail against it. What does this mean? It means now you belong to the sphere that is above Satan's power. You belong to the domain that is above the power of the devil, the power of the enemy. And he says, the gates of hell. Now, the gates of hell means what? The expressions of evil. Yes, we are living in the time where the expressions of evil have heightened in our day, have heightened in our season, to the point that the political powers of the world cannot deal with the evil of the day. The religious system cannot answer to what is going on. Why? Because there is only one name whereby we may be saved, even the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is only one name given here on earth, even beneath the earth, above the heavens, the very name that the Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, for God gave Jesus the name that is above every other name. He exalted him. And now Jesus says, upon the rock of my revelation, I will build my church. What is this? It is a placement that is above all of Satan's power. When you receive Jesus Christ, God positions you in a place that is above the onslaught of evil that we see in our day. It is the gates of hell. The word gates of hell speaks about what? The expressions of evil will not prevail against the church, will not prevail against the domain where you belong, will not prevail against the community that you belong to right now. That's why in the book of Acts, the children prayed. In the book of Acts chapter 4, they interceded for the apostles and said, Father, grant your servant boldness, that they may do great signs and wonders in the holy name of your holy child, even Jesus Christ. So you are placed above principalities and powers. And in conclusion, you are given kingdom authority. He says, with this authority, he says to Peter, the keys of the kingdom are given unto you, and whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. This is the victory of the revelation of Jesus Christ. It is not just for a slogan. It is not just for a cliche. It is not just for the stories. For God is not the God of the stories, but He is the God of revelation. So when you receive Jesus Christ, you will connect to the dimension of no eye has ever seen, no ear heard, neither has it gone into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those that love Him. And then He says, but to us, they are revealed by the Spirit of God, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. This is the victory of the revelation of Jesus Christ. Be blessed with it. Be positioned with it. Even as we embrace destiny for glory, we hope and pray that we will meet with you again in another dimension of His glory. God richly bless you until we meet again.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Shalom around the world. This is Dr. Richardson with Candid Conversations on the Finding My Way Family Network. I want to say shalom and thank you so much to our CEO and visionary, Caleb Padgett, for extending this opportunity to share with you just biblical points and moments that will challenge you, that will have you praising God, that will also have you to take an introspective look at your walk. So yes, thank you so much, CEO, and your entire team. Shalom, shalom. So today on Candid Conversations, I want to take a moment just to highlight a brief passage of scripture from our word. I'm so thankful today. It is the Sabbath, it's the holy day, and I encourage you to take a little time just to reflect on the goodness of Yah, Yahuwah, Elohim. I call Him by His Hebrew name, just to thank Him for His Son, Yeshua, the Messiah, and what He did for us, and to take that time on the Sabbath to just reflect on His goodness. Sometimes we're so busy with the cares of life that we don't actually allow ourselves to take time to reflect on His goodness, His mercies, and all that He has done for us. And not only us, but those who don't understand us. Because listen, it would behoove us as believers to pray as the word instructs, for those who speak and do all matters of evil. Now listen, Dr. Richardson is not quoting verbatim, but you know what I'm referring to. We are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. And so it is incumbent upon us to take the scriptures and to remember, just to take a little bit of time, not to only reflect on the beauty of life and that life that we have been blessed to experience, but also to pray, to intercede for those who, Yeshua said it Himself, the world hated me. So we know that the world hated our Savior. He's even their Savior, and yet they persecuted Him. So if He said that He had people who hated Him, of course, by us being His disciples, us being grafted in as heirs with God and joint heirs of God and joint heirs
with Yeshua, then we know that we too will be persecuted. So listen, let's head right into the word. I want to encourage you from the book of Ephesians. Yes, the book of Ephesians. The Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus. Let's go to chapter 4, verse 29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. So, yes, that is the NIV version. So I'm just encouraged today to encourage you to not allow the flesh to overrule us, to overtake, take us out of our character, to get us to behave in a manner or to conduct ourselves in a manner that is not conducive to holiness, that is not conducive to whom we actually say whom we are. We say that we belong to him, Elohim. So it is not a good thing. And I'm going to tell you, I know it's challenging because even for me, listen, I, like Paul, have not yet arrived. I press toward that mark. I am still finding myself in my prayer room. I'm still finding myself repentant. I'm still finding myself flawed sometimes in this area. And I say that because it's easy when people persecute us. It's easy when people mistreat us. It's easy when people take advantage of us to allow the flesh to communicate and overrule the spirit man or the spirit woman. And I'm saying this because the Holy Spirit is our comforter. Yeshua, our Messiah, we call him Jesus, left the Holy Spirit to be our guide, you know, and the Holy Spirit will speak to us. He will convict us. He will reprove us. He does all of these things that we would be more like God, that we would resemble and reflect Yeshua, God's only begotten Son. And so when we allow ourselves speak harshly or to speak words that are unbecoming of a believer, then it is our responsibility to listen to the Holy Spirit, not only to listen, but the word says that we're to not only be readers and hearers, but actually doers of his word. So it's a challenge to perfect that love walk. It's a challenge to resist the urge to retaliate, even if it's not with actions, even if it's just with words. So let us be careful and let us be mindful of our actions. Let us also be more cognizant of our own behaviors rather than our neighbors. You know, it's easy for us to see how someone else is falling short, you know, and that's why grace is there. But it's more challenging to see when we're falling short and to have that same grace extended to us. So I am so super excited, so super humbled and thankful for the opportunity to share with us this passage of scripture. Now, let me go on and let me read it actually from the King James Version and bring it a little bit closer so that you can hear it. From the King James Version, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. See, right there. Don't let this happen. But that which is good to the use of edifying, and we know what edification is. It's building up. It's also building up, not only building up, but building up that our Creator, Elohim, would be glorified, and that those in the body would be edified. You get that? Our Father, our Creator, God, would be glorified. And then those who are part of the body would be edified, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. So, yeah, you know, it's easy for us to say, well, you know, sin touches us all, or God knows our heart. Yes, Yeshua knows our heart. He created us, and he created us in his image. He created us for his purpose. So, you know, I think sometimes that there's a pride issue, and then couple that with a flesh issue. It's so easy. And on the flip side of that, I've seen where those who are in the body are so sensitive and so delicate about how they speak about those who have harmed them. So that's a good quality. That's a matter of fact, that's a God quality. That's a characteristic of our Father. So that's a blessing. So for those who have been injured, mistreated, maligned, and maliciously affected by various forms of abuse, trauma, any type of behavior that is not becoming of our Father, remember this, they too need prayer. Maybe they're not at a point that you are. Maybe Sister Richardson needs a little bit more prayer, not excuses, because I do need to be accountable for the way that I treat you. But let's just say this, since you're at a different point in your life, you've pivoted and done a sort of change. You know, you've done an about face. You've made a 185 degree turn. You know, that's a blessing, great for you. But pray for me and bring it to my attention what I have done. Because see, even if you were to take it and not even give me an opportunity to be accountable for my actions or even the corrupt communication that I've said against you, then you're taking it to someone else and you haven't given me the opportunity to seek forgiveness from you. Yes, I can seek forgiveness because for the most part, I probably will know that what I have said or done is wrong. And I can take it to our Heavenly Father. But when it comes down to, you know, you, if I've offended you, please come to me. We should be bold enough in our Father, through Yeshua, through our Messiah, to go to an individual. The scripture tells us that we can do this. You know, if someone has offended us, you know, if trespassed against us, then we go to that individual and make things right or attempt to make things right. It won't always be that way, but at least we've made an effort in good faith. And we know that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things yet to manifest. So I'm just appealing to our spirit man today that we not let our flesh overrule our spirit. And we do realize that Yeshua also commanded this, that we must present ourselves in a manner or a fashion that reflects and resembles him for all intents and purposes. The book of John, chapter 13, verse 35, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another. And so, all men, not just the ones in the body, but those who have yet to come to our Savior for salvation, they too will see his glory, his light within us, and it's because of a perfected love walk. Listen, as an educator, I remember a maxim that was often said, and it was, practice makes perfect. Now, I know that in my life, I've never known anything to be perfect except our Savior. He's the only perfect prototype that I have ever believed I have recognized. Everything else is flawed in some way. I don't care how perfect it seems to be. And we, by nature, seem to seek after perfection. But we'll never attain that until we're in our glorified bodies with him. Okay, because man is a fallen creation, we, you know, it's humanity. But what I love so much is is how I kind of retweaked, I redid that. I rebranded that. I repurposed that. I'm the purpose shaker, okay? So what I say is practice makes improvement. So if we practice our love walk, if we practice loving those who mistreat us, see, it's easy or it's easier to love individuals when they love you. It's easy to love those who support us. It's easy to love those who don't resist our Savior, okay? Listen, are you hearing me? This is some good stuff. It's easy to love those who have an authentic relationship with the Father through His Son. And the reason that I say that is because, for the most part, when we have a relationship with our Father through His Son, Yeshua, we already have begun the process of resisting or rejecting ourselves, meaning not the rejection that the world does, not that. I'm talking about we deny ourselves. Maybe that's a better term. We've already begun to deny ourselves and submit to Him. We're in, if we're not in complete submission, we're in compliance, impartial compliance or partial submissiveness to Him. And that's a good thing because we recognize that pride has no place in the relationship between us and our Savior. So it's easy to love those who have a relationship, an authentic relationship with our Savior. It's challenging. It's difficult. It's, oh my goodness, I don't know. It's challenging. It's difficult. It's almost, in some people's perspective, impossible to, you know, love those who reject our Savior. And that's because they operate out of the flesh. They don't operate by the Spirit or by the same principles that we do. So it's quite difficult. But I tell you what, once we allow ourselves to be pliable through His word, through the washing of the water of His word, when we allow that word to wash us, to cleanse us, to continue to purify us, and you know, purification doesn't come via us always making A's or us always getting it right, but it comes through Him convicting us through the Holy Spirit. I didn't say condemnation. Listeners, I didn't say condemnation because condemnation is a tactic of the enemy. But we always have hope, and that hope is found in the Holy Spirit through our, in our Savior through the Holy Spirit. He said He would leave the Holy Spirit to us as a comforter, as a guide. And so, you know, I know from personal experience, even now I'm continuing to learn that it's difficult. It's most challenging, you know, to love those, and I mean in a genuine way. I don't mean to love or putting on airs. That's what I'm not talking about that. I mean to genuinely walk in love to the point that you don't see. Not that you have forgotten. That's been a big conversation. We're talking about candid conversations here with the real Dr. Rich. It's been a challenge and a conversation piece, a candid conversation piece. For me, when we're talking about forgetting, because I am one to hold through my reading, and I do acknowledge that the Apostle Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind. Yes, he did say that. And in my studies, in my cross-referencing, in my commentaries, and just in my time with him, this is me and my understanding, which I stand for correction. The Apostle Paul in no way, in my estimation, is saying that we should forget what we have gone through to the degree that we have amnesia. No, 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 no. Yes, forget everything, the good and the bad, if it hinders us from allowing Him to perfect who we are in Him. Does that make sense to you? Okay, so this is what I'm saying. If my earned doctorate degree, which is a positive thing. See, sometimes we tend to look at it only as a negative thing, but if my earning a doctorate degree causes me to rely more on my knowledge, more on who I am in the flesh and in the world, than it allows me to depend on him no matter what degrees I hold, then I need to forget that too. I'm not literally saying forget that I have earned 4 degrees, 1 bachelor, 2 masters, and 1 doctorate. No, no, no. But I need to forget that part of it enough so that I can continue to respect him, that I can continue to reverence him, that I can continue, hallelujah, hey, ooh, thank you, Father. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Father. Thank you for that revelation. Listeners, oh, glory. He is worthy. But if it causes me to neglect him, to, you know, kind of thump my nose at him, to think that I am no longer in need of him daily throughout the day, then yes, I'm saying as a believer, that trumps everything else. I need to forget that. Forget that. If it does not allow me to remain humble in his presence, and I'll go a step further, hallelujah. If it causes me to be prideful in the presence of my brothers and sisters, my siblings, okay, yeah, forget that. And so also on the flip side of that, to go with, you know, what's already being promoted for the most part, people I've seen in the body of believers often say, you know, forget all of that negative stuff. You know, Paul, the Apostle Paul said, forgetting those things that are behind. Most of the time, it's about, you know, the negative aspects of our lives. It's about, you know, all of the traumatic, the traumatic events or experiences in our lives. Then, you know, we want to forget those. But I'm telling you, in my studies, that's just not the way humanity has been set up. It's not. But if it affects us from trusting him, if those experiences prevent us from trusting him, those traumatic experiences prevent us from not only trusting him, but having faith in his word and his promises, if it causes us to deny him or to reject him because we want to blame him for those traumatic experiences, yes, we need to put those aside. We need to really seek healing and humility. We need to seek humility when it comes to pride on the other side for the positive things. So anything that would hinder our relationship, our development, our continued growth in him, we definitely need to forget those things. We definitely do, because I'm telling you, we were not created in that fashion to forget. I'm so excited. We cannot allow corrupt communication. And if it happens, let's be honest with ourselves. Let's be honest, because with our Messiah, with our Heavenly Father, because Yeshua is right there pleading, making intercession on our behalf. So, yes, let's seek forgiveness and wholeness so that we don't feel the need to have corrupt communication. But that's so common nowadays. We just say whatever we want to. But to those of you who, you know who you are, you're listening, if you have at all experienced something, you know, that just, whether it negatively affected your character, if it negatively affected your being, you know, who it affected your relationship, then I say this: if you handled it by not allowing corrupt communication, not allowing the incident or the experience to cloud who you were, and you continue to, like I just read, if you continue to love in spite of, you're perfecting that love walk, I say kudos and I thank you. There are some who are listening, and I know it was just a blessing, because sometimes we do have itching ears. We want to hear the worst about people. And what is it about us as humanity, as created beings in his image, that we love or enjoy? focusing on the negative aspects of others' downfalls or shortcomings. Yeah, it's not a good thing, I'm telling you. But I'm thankful. I'm thankful because we have an opportunity each day that he allows us to get up, that he, not the alarm clock, not our children, not even ourselves, awaken us in the morning, but it is him who has allowed us to see another day. So we have that opportunity to make things right and to, you know, allow yesterday to be a part of the past. Not that we've forgotten the past, but that, you know, we acknowledge it and we want to be right with him. So listen, I have some notes. So one of my commentaries read, Paul was reflecting and referring to the sins of his past life, which were forgotten by Yahuwah, and the guilt of which was removed from him by the application of the blood of Yeshua, so that Paul had no more conscience of them, yet they were remembered and made mention of by him. See, because of his humility. See, so that's what I'm saying. So when people challenge you, let me take this moment just to say this. Sometimes people will tell you to forgive and forget. Just remember, it's up to you. Forgiveness is mandatory because we've been commanded to forgive. Even in our Lord's Prayer, you know, we ask for forgiveness because we've already been forgiven, you know. So he's already forgiven us. So let's make an intentional, conscious effort to forgive others. And in doing so, being in right standing with him, let's just do it. You know, we're going to forgive because we've already been forgiven. So, yeah, I'm just so thankful. But let's also know this. Forgiveness is definitely mandatory. We've been commanded to do that. Forgetting is optional. That's what I always say. So it's up to you. If your convictions tell you that you must forgive and forget, Dr. Rich is not going to challenge you. But for the most part, I want to bring a light and illuminate that's not really biblically sound. Do your research, do your studies, because as an educator, I do that. And it's not just something that you Google, but you do research, you do cross-referencing. And yes, books are written by men, but you also pray, because that one-on-one time with our Heavenly Father is everything. He will bring revelation and light to dark places. Father, Yahuwah God, I thank you so much for this day. This is the day that you have made. We're rejoicing and we're glad in it. I thank you that I recognize the Sabbath even on this Wednesday. It's not about a day. It's about obedience, Father. And so on this Wednesday, I take time to reverence you. I thank you for CEO and visionary Kayla Padgett and her entire team. I thank you so much, Father. I love you. I repent before you, before my Savior, Yeshua, and the Holy Spirit, my Comforter, and these, my kingdom brothers and sisters. I say thank you. I say thank you, Father. I love you. I plead the blood of your Son, Yeshua, over every listener and over our families, Father. I thank you for our employers. I thank you for favor. In Yeshua's holy, majestic, matchless name, amen. Have a super great Wednesday. I love you. Enjoy the beauty of this day. For now, faith is, by this may all men know that ye are my disciples. It's by your love walk. It's by my love walk. Let's perfect our love walks. Kingdom blessings. See you soon. Don't forget about Ministry Moments every other Saturday with Pastor Cedric and Dr. C. Denise Richardson. Don't forget about Story Time with Princess Leah every other Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Bye-bye.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.